from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
College football camps are underway, and Wednesday, big media day for the Pittsburgh Panthers with head coach Pat Narduzzi. And they've got a big event, a night with Panthers tomorrow at the Peterson Event Center. It's Pitt Athletics and Official Athletics Collective Alliance 412 hosting a night with the Panthers. And one of our favorite Panthers, former quarterback Pat Bostic, always associated with the greatest upset in Pitt history against WVU back in the day. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, partner. How are you?
Good. So how do you feel when you see the guys back on the field getting ready for a new season?
Well, it's exciting because I get a chance to obviously be down there and get ready for the season, but also get a chance to get prepped up and ready to work with you and Billy and Doran and PJ Kabanchuk, our fearless leader, for another year on the broadcast. So excited to get back after it, and I'm looking forward to a great year.
And before we get into tomorrow's big event, let's talk about a team that, you know, underperformed last year, went 3-9, and that's not acceptable, obviously. And just a couple of seasons before that, they were the ACC champions, and so it goes in college football. What's the early line, and I know you get asked all the time, what do you think this Pitt team's capable of?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of new on this team, Larry. We've been around this program for a long time, and this is the first time in Pat Narduzzi's tenure you've had, you know, really a complete changeover of a staff on one side of the ball with the offensive staff, and new offensive coordinator Cade Bell will bring it. He's a young professional, young coach, bringing a new style of offense to Pittsburgh. It'll be up-tempo. It'll be spread out. It'll be, you know, a lot of the modern concepts you see when you watch college football on TV, which excites fans and has me excited. There's new players. There's players that have left. There's players that have come in. So there's a lot of new, which means that that's exciting, but things have to come together. And for the first time in 10 years, you know, you don't have a real feel for what you have yet. And I think that's a good thing coming off of a disappointing season. But obviously a lot of work to do in the coming weeks to get ready for Kent State on August 31st and then Cincinnati and West Virginia backyard brawl after that. So I'm excited. There's a lot of new. I like the parts this team has. I like the character. I think they have a chip on their shoulder. I think they're out to prove that last year was an anomaly. Hence why they've come out with the slogan, prove it. So I'm excited about what this team can do, and they just got to go out and do it.
We're with Pat Bostic, who is a senior athletic associate director of Major Gifts, as well as our color analyst for the Pitt Radio Network. And very much a part of the family there with the University of Pittsburgh. You said chip on our shoulder. It's interesting because when I asked Coach Wednesday, how would you describe the emerging personality of this team? He said, we got a chip on our shoulder. So hopefully that can translate into more wins and exciting season ahead. And tomorrow night, explain what an NIL, Name, Image, and Likeness Organization Alliance 412 is.
Yeah, no, it's college athletics is changing a lot. As you know, Larry, you're involved heavily with what we're doing. Since July 1st of 2021, you know, student athletes, both at the major college level, but even in high school, are able to, you know, monetize their name, image, and likeness and earn money. That's obviously, we're excited about that. We're continuing to be excited about that because certainly they have value, and we're all about, you know, that value being exercised. However, it has certainly been weaponized as a recruiting tool, as a retention tool across the country. So these collectives have started to kind of spawn. They spawned in, you know, maybe later in the fall, the winter of 2022, where you start seeing these organizations formed that kind of aggregate donors and companies to provide and pool opportunities for student athletes, you know, a lot of the times in football and basketball, and to organize those efforts in order to induce, you know, players to come to a certain school, stay at a certain school. So we're fortunate at Pitt to have Alliance 412, founded by one of our bigger donors, Chris Bickle, that has been, you know, a huge part of keeping Pitt athletics competitive. And it's going to continue to be critical even when we get into the revenue sharing era, which is about a year away. So lot changing, but Alliance 412 collectives across the country have been stabilizing in terms of keeping programs competitive in the changing landscape of college athletics. We're fortunate to have Alliance 412.
And an opportunity to help with a night with Panthers. That's tomorrow night at the Peterson Event Center, and a lot of tremendous auction items like Larry Fitzgerald College Football Hall of Fame induction in Vegas. That would be a great trip. On the road with Pitt basketball with Coach Capel, and then a film session with head coach Pat Narduzzi. That would be entertaining, and you've seen that firsthand.
I have, yeah. This is the fun part about it is, you know, we're utilizing a great platform and event to obviously raise funds for our collective. It'll be a fun night at the Peterson Event Center. We've got great live auction items. We've got a bid site. A silent auction that's coming online today that'll be available. You'll be able to find it. We partnered with Mac.bid, which is a great local company founded by Kellen Campbell, former Pitt fullback, West Allegheny product, where you'll be able to bid online on items if you can't make the event. But if you can make the event tomorrow night, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have Pat Narduzzi there, Jeff Capel, the great Bill Hillgrove will be there, Doran Dickerson and Adam Crowley. We're inviting a Mountaineer, full disclosure, to the event.
Wow.
Not sure why he agreed to that, Larry, because he's going to get tortured.
Yes.
But we're going to have a lot of fun and raise a lot of money in the process. You know a thing or two about that with your tour of duty and the events across this city. So we're looking forward to having a fun night and raising a good amount of money for our collective.
You can always go to PittsburghPanthers.com. Again, that's tomorrow night, a night with Panthers at the Pete in Oakland. Pat Bostic, always appreciate your time, partner. See you tomorrow. Have fun.
We'll see you. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll can't wait to work with you this fall, Larry.
You got it. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. It really is a great resource, and it also allows you to listen back 24 hours. And last night, our own Michael Bartley had an opportunity to interview the Mark Fogle family attorneys and Sasha Phillips. And also, we heard from his sister, Anne. And while there's a lot of people that are grateful who's back, obviously, big disappointment here. Let's go to CBS and Anne-Marie Green.
There were tears, hugs, and a big celebration as three freed Americans landed at a military base just outside the nation's capital overnight, part of a complex prisoner swap with Russia that involved 24 people in seven countries. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich swooped his mother into his arms before heading over to talk to his colleagues. Paul Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive, was greeted by his wife. And Alsu Kermasheva, a journalist with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, runs to her family. A special birthday present for her daughter, who just turned 13 today. Leah Mishkin is following the breaking developments from London.
What a moment. This has been months in the making, behind-the-scenes negotiations. Our team in Washington spoke to Whelan's family, and they said they were deeply grateful. He was arrested in 2018 after traveling to Russia for a wedding. His family said it would take some time for him to adjust, but what a relief for all these families.
A historic and emotional homecoming. Three Americans, Marine veteran Paul Whelan, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, and radio journalist Alsu Kormasheva, all reunited with their families on U.S. soil following their release from Russian custody. The president and vice president were there to greet them.
Did you think that this moment would come, sir?
Yes.
16 prisoners were released from Russia in the deal, including U.S. permanent resident and Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Vladimir Karamurza, an outspoken Kremlin critic who was serving 25 years on charges of treason. Eight prisoners were returned to Russia. Among them was convicted murderer Vadim Krasikov, who was serving a life sentence in Germany. Russian nationals were also released from the U.S., Slovenia, Poland, and Norway.
I asked them to do some things that were against their immediate self-interest, and really very difficult for them to do, particularly Germany and Slovenia.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy.
Earlier yesterday, the families of the released prisoners were at the White House.
It is unbelievable because we didn't expect this to happen.
The Biden administration is facing some criticism that the exchange could embolden Russian President Vladimir Putin to arrest more Americans.
I don't buy this idea that you're not going to let these people rot in jail because other people may be captured.
The three freed Americans will now undergo medical treatment in San Antonio as they adjust to life back home.
In the past 3 years, the Biden administration has secured the release of more than 60 hostages or wrongfully detained people, including basketball star and U.S. Olympian Brittany Griner, who said in a statement yesterday, every American returned is a win. Unfortunately, there are several other Americans still being held in Russia who were not part of yesterday's prisoner exchange.
And those several others, obviously, we are very aware of Mark Fogel, a Butler native, Oakmont resident, 3 years in a labor camp in Russia. And again, to reiterate, Paul, as you brought out, he was sent there by the U.S. government to teach.
Yeah, he was going to teach the diplomats at the U.S. embassy, their children. He was going to be teaching them English. You know, Brittany Griner was arrested and jailed for a very similar crime in Russia.
Almost identical.
Almost identical. And they moved heaven and earth to get her out of there. And they got a lot of good publicity out of it. And this time around, apparently, now it may have been that they could only get three because they were only giving the Russians three people being held, Russians that were being held here. One of them was a hitman, another was, and the other two, in fact, were both linked to cybercrime, hacking, etc. So,
and as you heard, the concern is this will embolden Vladimir Putin to detain in jail more Americans so that they have more to bargain with.
I would imagine. I don't know what the warning from the State Department is about travel to Russia right now, but if it hasn't changed, it should, right?
I've never been there. I frankly don't have a desire to go there, especially now. I don't have a reason to go there. But for a period of time, it was a tourist destination.
When the Soviet Union collapsed and Gorbachev was stepping aside and Yeltsin came in, that was a time that I was really interested because I had been to in Eastern Europe back in the day, East Germany and Hungary, behind the Iron Curtain. But I would have been interested in going back to Russia at that time, but not these days, not for the last maybe 15 to 20 years.
And interesting that his sister Anne spoke with KDK TV and she indicated that Mark called her
from the prison camp,
which
apparently.
I was shocked that he would have the ability to call from a Russian labor camp.
Well, maybe they made the phone available because of the circumstances.
And as you heard from her and their attorney, that he suffers
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From health conditions that are very challenging, even in the best case scenario. So this is something I'm sure. You know, a lot of people still working at, including all of our elected officials here in Pennsylvania, both United States senators, our congressmen and women.
Now, last night, the Fogle family attorney, Sasha Phillips, was on with our Michael Bartley, and he's been in prison, Mark Fogle, for 3 years. And Phillips questions the efforts to free him. Here's what she said.
And I do believe that if they were, in fact, doing everything within their power to bring Mark home, they would have done this by now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's a lot of people that agree with her on that.
First down, 10, 48 yard line. North Allegheny trails 45-16. Logan Kushner play actions out of the shotgun, and he fires it deep downfield for Kyron Boyd. Has a step, makes the catch. 10, stays on his feet. 5, end zone, Kyron Boyd. North Allegheny touchdown. That goes for 52. A big strike up top. That's one more for Kyron Boyd. The signature as the deep threat we were just talking about. The senior wide receiver. And just like that, North Allegheny has pulled within 23 points.
That's the voice of our own Dan Zangrilli. For more than two decades has been calling plays and the action of high school football. And last evening, a big announcement right here on the Big K. And Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
This is that time of the year where we get a convergence of a lot of things that are starting up. Certainly football and high school football. You announced our big kickoff classic.
You know, it's going to start with 5 games over 2 days, Larry, and it's going to happen at the end of this month, which in and of itself is not yet real for me, yeah. And maybe many other folks. But yeah, what a concept to bring in some regional and even a national power and pit a number of legacy Western Pennsylvania schools against one another in some scenarios that you really never get an opportunity to see. And you do so at the second biggest football stadium in Pittsburgh, second only to Acrisure Stadium. It's a venerable facility that's been around for over 80 years. It's an iconic place. It's a top 10 facility, according to national publications. The Wolverina in Turtle Creek, home of the Woodland Hills Wolverines. It's a must-see high school football field, according to ESPN. A top 10 football stadium, according to Max Preps, that you need to see before you die. And it's right here in our backyard. We're going to play five football games there. And KDKA Radio Kickoff Classic, it is on the 23rd and 24th. So many good. Every game, Larry, is incredible. So we're going to bring you all five.
According to my calculations, that's exactly 3 weeks from tonight.
Oh, giddy up.
So let's talk about some of the matchups.
Well, the one that's, I think, of most intrigue is going to be St. Francis Academy, a school out of Maryland, which is a national powerhouse. And a lot of folks hear about the IMG Academy that's located down in Bradenton, Florida, because that's basically Pittsburgh South. But, you know, you've got everybody from here, there, and everywhere across the country that plays for that particular school. Well, St. Francis Academy of Maryland is very similar. And, in fact, they play a national schedule, meaning that they will fly to California, they'll fly to Florida, they play IMG Academy. They're a school in Maryland, and they're coming here to Western Pennsylvania to square off against Pittsburgh Central Catholic. So that's going to be of great intrigue. You don't get an opportunity to see Pittsburgh City League schools. The Westinghouse Bulldogs have become a state powerhouse, and they're going to take on Beaver, which is a really good program on the rise, doing some cool things. I mean, Claritin Steel Valley, you don't get to see that very often. You'll get to see that, and Erie McDowell will play Woodland Hills. So, like, those matchups are really, really good matchups, and it will be a ton of fun. Two games on Friday the 23rd, 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and then Saturday, 12, 3:30, and 7 o'clock. And I think an all-session pass is just $25, so can't beat it.
Well worth it. You know better than anybody how much people love their Friday night lights here. And so we'll continue to carry a game of the week through every Friday through the playoffs, right?
We will. And we were able to announce the regular season schedule. And basically, once the regular season ends, that's like the halfway point, because all of November is dominated by playoffs. And then we'll carry all six championship games, whether it's at Acrisure Stadium or Norwin High School. And then if Western Pennsylvania teams make it all the way to the state championship game, we'll follow them. And in fact, we had all six Western Pennsylvania teams get to the state championship. There's 13 districts in Pennsylvania. So there's a lot of schools out there in the Commonwealth, Larry.
Yeah, and
but in District 7,
always
the
some
WPIL
changes where they've moved teams around. One of those is Aliquippa. The current status is they appealed and won, and so they won't have to move. But that kind of had to, you know, set in motion to change other schedules. So it's always fun. Every year it's different.
Yeah, they're going to stay in 4A at least for this year because the courts issued the temporary injunction, and they'll be on the schedule a couple of times, and I would assume that they'll be in the postseason. So if you're a Quips fan, there'll be plenty of coverage there. And we like how our schedule looks. We think it's pretty diverse from different regions, east, west, west, north, south. We've got a lot of big-name schools. We've got some newer schools on there, which is always an effort of ours. So we can't wait to get rolling. It starts with the Kickoff Classic that we talked about, and then we'll go through that second week of December.
Again, 3 weeks from today, it's underway. Mike White, Johnny Lee, I love the coach, and Dan Zangrilli, you're the master, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Larry.
My advice is you better chill out for a couple of weeks because the game on soon.
Go Bucks, right?
Stop me up. How about the Rolling Stones still touring? Aaron, did you see the picture of Mick Jagger sitting in an audience? And the caption was that the people around him didn't recognize. There were a lot of young people that was Mick Jagger. They just thought it was some guy.
I haven't seen that, but I can believe that. I can.
I'll show you. Yeah, he just turned 81 last week. And I love this post. And I've used this before because it's funny. And it's all about Keith Richards. So I just saw, you'll love this, somebody posted a picture that looks like Leonardo da Vinci and Mona Lisa from 1504, and it says photographed by Keith Richards.
It's a, oh my goodness.
He hasn't been around quite that long.
No.
But what was that saying they had? He said the fact that Keith Richards has outlived Richard Simmons really makes me question this eating healthy and exercise thing.
I mean, it's true. There are some that have just lived life, however, and they're still alive and kicking and looking great.
Yeah, and you wonder, how'd they do that?
Seriously.
It's not always fair. So today is a big day for the Delligatti family. Jim Delligatti invented the world-famous sandwich.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles,
there you go. That's a flashback from the past. But this is the birth date of the Big Mac. And Jim Delligatti invented it. And I guess it's never been the same since. First tested the sandwich at his restaurant in Uniontown in April of 1967. When he got it to where he wanted it, he brought it to Pittsburgh. And on August 2nd, 1968, Allegheny and Fayette counties are celebrating the Big Mac birthday. Have you ever been to the Big Mac Museum in North Huntington?
I have not. I've been to the OG McDonald's. It's like stands nice and tall and beautiful. And of course, I've had a Big Mac, naturally. There's some cool facts about the Big Mac. Did you know it was created for steel workers?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Lindberg, our digital guru, what do you know about the Big Mac?
Well, of course, our friend John Shalkowski, founder of Odd Pittsburgh, who's doing much better, by the way, with his medical issues, he says that the Big Mac was actually created at the McDonald's on McKnight Road, and then it was sold in Uniontown. So it was created in Pittsburgh.
Right there on McKnight Road.
Right there on McKnight Road.
I've eaten there. I still do occasionally.
Yeah, it's right there at that red light.
I get a Big Mac, medium fry, and sometimes a root beer.
That's where it all happened.
How much do you think the burger cost in 1968? Big Mac, big debut. Take a guess, Aaron. It's older than you, obviously.
$5?
45 cents.
I was going to say 15.
Oh my goodness! 45 cents.
Yeah, and this. Remember, Shelmy and I did a live remote from the Big Mac Museum in North Huntington on this anniversary.
Yeah, they had their 50th anniversary of the Big Mac. They came in and gave us coins that were good for one Big Mac from now until the end of time.
Did you say?
I still have one.
Well, wait till they're $10 before you use it.
It's like a forever stamp.
I think if I order a Big Mac, medium fry, and a drink, that's a medium drink, it's $10. Sometimes it's $10 and change. I don't know why it wouldn't be the same anywhere you go. However, it is a first. The Big Mac Day, I may celebrate today.
I got a sandwich at Wendy's yesterday, and it was $10 just for the sandwich. And
what?
I had to...
At Wendy's?
Yeah. It was one of their specialty ones.
But still...
There were... burger places. There was a place called
Winkies.
Thank you. It just sounds weird. We're going to Winkies. Somehow it's just. And then there was Sandy's. I'm trying to think. There were other burger places, but obviously
Racks.
How about McDonald's saying, "Forget the salads." They gave up. They said people don't want salads here.
No, if they want a salad, they're not going to McDonald's.
And then there are some people that won't go to McDonald's and say, you know, I would never have. You know what? There is a special joy sitting in the parking lot alone after going through the drive-thru and just enjoying a Big Mac.
Well, it's, yeah, and like they say, people are like, I don't go to McDonald's, but then how come they're still doing
a gazillion
so well? I know
they've
had like a little bit of sales decline, but that's, you know, a drop in the bucket compared to all the sales they do every single day. People are going and not talking about it.
Andy, we have someone curious which McDonald's on McKnight Road.
It would be, oh, that's a good, there are,
I know,
two,
there's two.
One on either side, and they're within like a,
I believe, well, so if you're coming from the city and
it
heading,
it would be the one on the right.
It's right past Ross Park Mall, yep. that one on the right.
That was the original.
Got it.
On that's McKnight Road.
Thank you, fellas.
Very good. Thank you, Andy. And thank, I'm so good. Good to hear John Shelkowski's doing better, who, the man behind Odd and Mysterious Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Great guy. I love his stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.